Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Saira Mujtaba with the news at 9. The headlines. India lodges protest over China's announcement of establishing two new counties in Ladakh region. Prime Minister Narendra Modi criticizes Aam Aadmi Party over misgovernance and corruption in Delhi. Launches slew of development projects. EPFO centralized pension payment system operationalized, enabling people to access their pensions from any bank. Government clarifies there is no cause for alarm over reports of spread of HMP virus in China. And India unveils trophies and mascots for Kho Kho World Cup in New Delhi today. And now the news in detail. The External Affairs Ministry today said that India has urged the Chinese side to ensure that the interests of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by activities in upstream areas. Replying to a query on hydropower project on the Yarlung Tsangpo River in the Tibet Autonomous Region of China, Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that as a lower riparian state with established user rights to the waters of the river, New Delhi has reiterated its concerns.
We have consistently expressed through expert level as well as diplomatic channels our views and concerns to the Chinese side over mega projects on rivers in their territory. These have been reiterated along with the need for transparency and consultation with downstream countries following the latest report. The Chinese side has been urged to ensure that the interests of downstream states of the Brahmaputra are not harmed by activities in upstream areas.
Replying to another query, the spokesperson said they have seen the announcement pertaining to the establishment of two new counties in Hotan Prefecture of China. Parts of jurisdiction of these so-called counties fall in India's Union Territory of Ladakh.
We have never accepted the illegal Chinese occupation of Indian territory in this area. Creation of new counties will neither have a bearing on India's long-standing and consistent position regarding our sovereignty over the area, nor lend legitimacy to China's illegal and forcible occupation of the same. We have lodged a solemn protest with the Chinese side through diplomatic channels.
A delegation-level talk was held between the Foreign Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, and Minister of Foreign Affairs of Maldives, Abdullah Khalil, in New Delhi today. During his opening remarks, Dr. Jaishankar said that both the countries increased their engagements in various sectors. He reiterated that India always stood with Maldives and the country has facilitated the exports of essential commodities to Maldives. India has extended humanitarian assistance to Bolivia to support tackling of forest fires. In a social media post, Ministry of External Affairs spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said that the consignment consisting of firefighting gears, first aid kit, medicines and other utilities has departed for Bolivia. Overall, 16 tons of firefighting equipment and related relief material will be sent. He also added that the assistance would also help in tackling environmental crisis and health issues caused by forest fires. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched a scathing attack on the Aam Aadmi Party government in Delhi, accusing it of pushing the city into disaster during its decade-long rule. Mr. Modi used the term Sheesh Mahal to hit out at AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal for allegedly spending huge amounts for luxurious facilities at his residence as chief minister. The Prime Minister said he could have built a Sheesh Mahal for himself, but he prioritized housing for the poor. Mr. Modi stated this while inaugurating and laying the foundation stone of multiple developmental projects worth over 4,500 crore rupees in Delhi. He said AAP has failed in providing proper water, sewer and other facilities in colonies.
यहाँ की राज्य सरकार ने उन्हें आपदा का शिकार बना डाला. केंद्र की भाजपा सरकार लोगों की मदद के लिए स्पेशल सिंगल विंडो कैंप चला रही है. जो लोग दिल्ली के लोगों से विश्वासघात करके झूठी कसमें खाके अपने लिए शीश महल बनवा लेते हैं, उनसे जब ये आपदा जाएगी और भाजपा आएगी तो इन सारी समस्याओं का समाधान भी किया जाएगा.
Outlining the vision for 2025, Mr. Modi emphasized it is a year for India to become the world's largest manufacturing hub, empowering the youth for startups and entrepreneurship.
ये वर्ष विश्व में भारत की अंतर्राष्ट्रीय छवि को और सशक्त करने का वर्ष होगा ये वर्ष भारत को दुनिया का बड़ा मैन्युफैक्चरिंग हब बनाने का वर्ष होगा ये वर्ष युवाओं को नए स्टार्टअप और एंटरप्रेन्योरशिप में तेजी से आगे बढ़ाने का वर्ष होगा Women led development के हमारे मंत्र को नई ऊंचाई देने का वर्ष होगा।
Mr. Modi inaugurated around 1700 newly constructed flats for the dwellers of JJ clusters and handed over the keys to eligible beneficiaries in Ashok Vihar in the national capital. Besides these, the Prime Minister also inaugurated the Central Board of Secondary Education's integrated office complex at Dwarka, built at a cost of around 300 crore rupees. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has said that India is the third largest startup ecosystem in the world, with over 110 unicorn startups. Interacting with the media on Indian startups in New Delhi today, the minister said that the country's startup journey over the past 9 years has been transformational as well as inspiring for countless individuals with innovative ideas.
We had started last year the Startup Mahakum. It's the world's largest congregation of startups at one place. And diverse startups, deep tech, space technology, agri-tech, fintech, health tech, biotech, such a vast array of startups from across the country today have startups in there, working in their districts. So this transformational journey, of course, needs to be told to the world and I think will also inspire more and more youngsters.
Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Shivraj Singh Chauhan, has stated that in order to bridge the gap between the losses faced by the farmers and the compensation they receive through crop insurance, these losses will now be surveyed using satellites. Addressing a gathering of farmers at the Krishi Vigyan Kendra at Yashwant Rao Chavan Maharashtra Open University in Nashik, Mr. Chauhan explained that when the prices of onions or other crops rise, leading to complaints from people in urban areas, the amount received by the farmers does not increase.
राज्य सरकार किसी संस्था के माध्यम से प्याज खरीद के अगर उसको मुंबई दिल्ली कोलकाता चेन्नई पहुंचाएगी तो ट्रांसपोर्टेशन का वो खर्चा सरकार देगी राज्य और केंद्र आधा आधा बहन करे तो शहरों में थोड़ा सस्ता मिलेगा और किसान को ठीक पैसा मिल जाएगा हम नए नए प्रयोग करने की कोशिश कर रहे हैं
The final inspection of the Katra-Riyasi section of the Udhampur-Srinagar-Baramulla Rail Link, USBRL, will be conducted by the Commissioner of Railway Safety, CRS, before the 15th of this month. Indian Railways is expected to introduce a new Vande Bharat train and two mail and express trains for Jammu and Kashmir. These trains will operate between Vaishno Devi Katra and Srinagar railway stations and will be maintained by the Northern Railway Zone.
This CRS inspection report will pave way for running the train from Delhi to Srinagar, thereby completing the rail link from Kashmir to Kanyakumari. Talking to Akashwani, Northern Railway's Chief Public Relations Officer Himanshu Upadhyay outlined the progress on the remaining work on USBRL project.
ये जो project है, इसकी लंबाई है तकरीबन 272 किलोमीटर. उसमें से 119 किलोमीटर खाली टनल्स हैं, जिसमें से 255 किलोमीटर कमीशन हो गया है लगभग ये बनकर तैयार हो चुका है स्वतंत्र भारत का सबसे महत्वपूर्ण रेलवे प्रोजेक्ट्स में से एक है
प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी इज एक्सपेक्टेड टू वर्चुअली इनॉग्रेट द जम्मू रेलवे डिवीजन फ्रॉम न्यू दिल्ली आफ्टर अ कपल ऑफ डेज तारिक राथर आकाशवाणी न्यूज श्रीनगर
North Central Railway has introduced a new tech-savvy way for Mahakumbh attendees to book their train tickets. Railway staff will wear green jackets with QR codes. By scanning the code, passengers can access the UTS app to book unreserved tickets digitally, reducing wait times. This initiative is designed to simplify the ticketing process for millions of devotees expected to visit Prayagraj during the Mahakumbh. These employees will be stationed at key locations within the railway premises to assist devotees in booking their tickets conveniently. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're listening to News at 9. Employees Provident Fund Organization, EPFO's centralized pension payment system, is now fully operationalized across the country. Pensions worth about 1,570 crore rupees was disbursed to more than 68 lakh pensioners pertaining to all 122 pension disbursing regional offices of EPFO for December last. Labour and Employment Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandaviya said this modern system will ensure that pensioners can access their pensions from any bank anywhere in the country swiftly and hassle-free. The government today said that there is no cause for alarm in the country over reports of the spread of HMP virus or human metapneumovirus in China. Talking to reporters, Director General Health Services Atul Goyal said, it is like any other respiratory virus that causes flu-like symptoms, mostly in elders and kids. He also said the country is fully prepared to deal with any situation of this kind.
Metapneumovirus is a normal respiratory virus which is like a disease or in some people have flu-like symptoms, especially those who are very old or less than 1 year old. But there is no such serious disease that we need to worry about. और हमारे हॉस्पिटल्स और इंस्टीट्यूशंस इनको हैंडल करने के लिए तैयार हैं. बेड्स की भी अवेलेबिलिटी है, ऑक्सीजन वगैरह की भी अवेलेबिलिटी है. स्पेसिफिकली दवाइयां चाहिए नहीं होती बिकॉज इसके अगेंस्ट कोई स्पेसिफिक एंटीवायरल ड्रग्स है नहीं, तो चिंता करने की आवश्यकता देश को नहीं है इस वक्त.
Akashvani News brings you glimpses of 2024 in a special series. Today we take a look at the key initiatives and achievements of the Ministry of Development of the Northeastern Region. Our correspondent has filed this report.
The ministry has achieved substantial goals focusing on policy reforms, impact-driven initiatives and innovative ideas. A total of 86 projects worth around 1,970 crore rupees have been sanctioned for various schemes and development projects of the Northeast region. At the beginning of last year, the ministry organized Vivitta Ka Amrit Mahotsav to showcase the rich diversity of Northeast India, blending traditional arts, crafts and cultures under one vibrant umbrella. Bharatiya Kala Mahotsav was also held to celebrate the rich cultural heritage of the northeastern states. It gave over 300 talented artists and artisans from over these regions the opportunity to showcase their diverse traditions. The highlight of 2024 was the first ever Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav, which was organized to showcase Northeast India's vibrant textile sector, tourism opportunities, traditional craftsmanship and distinctive geographical indication tagged products. Over 250 artisans displayed unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. Northeastern Region Agri-Commodity eConnect app was also launched to connect farmers of the areas to the global market. Sumit Saha for Akashvani News, Delhi.
The Indian Navy is set to commission three frontline combatants, Nilgiri, the lead ship of the Project 17A stealth frigate class, Surat, the fourth and final ship of the Project 15B stealth destroyer class, and Vakshir, the sixth and final submarine of the Scorpion class project at the Naval Dockyard in Mumbai on 15th of January. IMD has forecast heavy rainfall and snowfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Gilgit, Baltistan and Muzaffarabad during the next 2 days due to western disturbance. Heavy rainfall is also likely over Himachal Pradesh on 5th and 6th of January. Light to moderate rainfall accompanied with thunderstorms is also likely over Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttarakhand on Sunday. Trophies and mascots for the first Kho Kho World Cup to be held in India were unveiled in New Delhi today. The tournament, scheduled from January 13 to 19, will feature 21 men's teams and 20 women's teams from 24 countries. The mascots are gazelles named Tejas and Tara. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India lodges protest over China's announcement of establishing two new counties in Ladakh region. Prime Minister Modi criticizes AAP over misgovernance and corruption in Delhi, launches slew of development projects. EPFO centralized pension payment system operationalized, enabling people to access their pensions from any bank. Government clarifies there is no cause for alarm over reports of spread of HMP virus in China. And India unveils trophies and mascots for Kho Kho World Cup in New Delhi today. That's all in the News at 9. Good night.